Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And we're getting all ready here for our upcoming Autumn Assembly of Prayer that will begin officially Thursday, the 27th of October, and go through 31st Monday. The first meetings, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, will be at the Hilton and Branson Convention Center, and then Monday we come out to Prayer Mountain for a prayer meeting out here on the mountain under a tent. Everything will be streamed until that day, but that day we won't, because we're going to be praying with the prophets, and we're expecting to hear from God. You know, prayer is working with God, and here at one of the things about it, and here at Prayer Mountain in 2008, June 29th, we were praying in corporate prayer. Now, Prayer Mountain itself has been founded on two principles that the Lord gave us. Pray in the plan of God, plans of God, and stop the strategies of the enemy. And so we were praying in 2008. It was Sunday, 3 o'clock. We have our corporate prayer every Sunday afternoon. People go to church in the mornings and come out here. And oh, they're so dedicated. We have corporate prayer. And that day, it was 2008, June 29th, and we were going to have a presidential election over in the fall in November. The people were praying, moving, and they were praying robustly about that election. When suddenly the room filled with God, I've told it many times, you may have heard it, but we have other places you can hear it if you have not. He filled the room with himself, and he spoke through my mouth, and he said, "One thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God." He told us to pray in an awakening. And here at Prayer Mountain, for 3+ years, we've been praying in an awakening to God. Now, that awakening to God means an awakening to the plans of God. It means an awakening to America and the plans of God for America. May 8th of this year, Mother's Day, and he awoke me with these words. When I awoke, I heard these words. What about that mother's prayer? And I knew it was Hannah, Samuel. Israel needed a leader. The leader they had was Eli. He was old. Not well, well past his prime, and his sons were wicked. But that little mother, that little woman, she went up 3 times a year to Shiloh, or Shiloh, as it's pronounced, and she prayed there where the tabernacle was for 369 years. God had shut her womb, and she prayed earnestly for a son. She prayed in the leader that Israel needed right then, Samuel, her son. And then she prayed in their ultimate leader, the King Messiah. You can see this in the 2nd chapter of Samuel. And so we began to pray for leaders. And one of the things that we'll be doing even at the Prayer Mountain meeting is working with God. He said to us on May 8th, awakenings need leaders. Pray in a Moses. So we believe we're not political. We're not Democrat or Republican or Tea Party or anything. But we are very, very hooked up with God, working with God to pray in a leader. And leaders, we need leaders in many places. But our faith is not in them. God is our source. Our faith is in him. We've got things right this time. And so he recently told us to pray in a leader that would be like David, inquire of God. Well, I've been thinking about leaders, and I thought about how at the crisis times of the United States, I believe God brought it forth. Certainly he did. According to Acts 17:26, he brings forth nations. And I thought about how we had the right leader during the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln. And I believe God has shown me he was prayed in the 1857 through 1859 prayer meeting revival, one of the awakenings, fourth awakening it's been called, swept across this United States of America prior to the Civil War, and it was totally a meeting of prayer, prayer meetings, noontime prayer meetings. That's why we have our noontime streamed prayer meeting live every Wednesday. We took it from those prayer meetings. But then I was thinking about all the leaders at the beginning. The Lord told me to study the beginning of this country. He told me to study the awakenings, the great awakenings. And I'm reading a book now about Washington is the name of it, A Life, by Ron Chernoff. It's a Pulitzer Prize winner, written by a secular writer. But this is something that really blesses me, because in this is a huge volume of work. Probably 900 to pages or so. And it speaks, this man, of course, Washington, George Washington, was in the French and Indian War. He was a leader. That's where his military prowess, he started off with terrible losses. And one of them was at Monongahela. And some of the things I'm going to read you about right now happened then. But this writer says, because of his height, Washington presented a gigantic target on horseback. But again, he displayed unblinking courage and a miraculous immunity in battle. When two horses were shot from under him, he dusted himself off and mounted the horses of dead riders. One account claimed that he was so far spent from a recent illness he had to be lifted into his second charger. By the end, despite four bullets having torn through his clothes, he managed to emerge unscathed. Four bullets through his coat and others through his hat. One close observer of Washington's heroism was a young doctor and future friend, James Craik. Dr. Craik said concerning the battle at Monongahela, "I expected every moment to see him fall. His duty and station exposed him to every danger. Nothing but the superintending care of Providence could have saved him from the fate of all around him, those many who were dying." When the battle was finally over, he came back home clutching his bullet-riddled hat as a battle souvenir. He wrote to his brother, "By the miraculous care of Providence that protected me beyond all human expectation, I had four bullets through my coat and two horses shot under and yet escaped, under me and yet escaped." In a stupendous stroke of prophecy, a Presbyterian minister, Samuel Davies, predicted that the heroic young Colonel Washington was being groomed by God for higher things. "I cannot but hope Providence has hitherto preserved him in so signal a manner for some important service to his country." And then there was the story of the Indian chief who 15 years later came to visit Washington. He'd been in that battle, the French and Indian War at Monongahela. 15 years later, he encountered an Indian chief who distinctly recalled seeing him at the battle by the Monongahela, and told how he, as the chief, had ordered his warriors without success to fire directly at Washington. The chief had concluded that the Great Spirit would guide him to momentous things in his future. He came to see Washington and told him about it. It's an amazing thing to me how God preserved George Washington. God preserved the leader we needed. And I've read some other things and reading some other things about the time. And he was the man we needed. And God had him there. God is great and wondrous and magnifical. And I'm going to read you something that we have averted that was announced. As I'm reading this, it's Wednesday, and this was announced yesterday. This is from Defqa File. The U.S. is on global alert for Iranian reprisal that may jeopardize Shalit the Shalit release. This is they're making a deal to let go this Israeli Shalit. And this reports there's been an uncovering of an Iran-directed plot to assassinate Saudi Arabian ambassador Adel Al-Jaber and bomb the Saudi and Israeli embassies in Washington, D.C. The U.S. holds Iran accountable for its actions. The Washington advisory issued Wednesday said, the U.S. government assesses that this Iranian-backed plan to assassinate the Saudi ambassador may indicate a more aggressive focus by the Iranian government on terrorist activity against diplomats from certain countries to include possible attacks in the United States. The Attorney General said that the plan was conceived, sponsored, and was directed from Iran by a faction of the government and called it a flagrant violation of U.S. and international law. The U.S. is committed to holding Iran accountable for its actions. They said that this plan, the United States said that this plan was planned and initiated and funded out of Iran itself. Now, they've been taking many things from this and saying, you know, that there's a new initiative against us, and no one can figure out quite why Iran would want to do something so flagrant as to want these three. One person I heard said, you can count it as if we averted a 9/11, as if a 9/11 had been found out and averted, because many people would have died in what they planned to do. But with all the credit that they're taking, I want to tell you what we believe happened. We believe that prayers here at Prayer Mountain, around the world, are praying, and that's why these plots are being discovered. There's a scripture we stand on here at Prayer Mountain for our corporate prayer, Hebrews 4:13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Of Him with whom we have to do. What a great and mighty God we serve. And we stand on this verse and we say, Lord, we pray this often, our prayers, we're trained to do it. Father, you know everything that's happening. You know every bomb they're trying to build. You know every plot they're trying to plan. And we trust you to reveal them. He's done it again, and we give him great glory. He'll keep what we give him to keep and what we work with him to keep. And tomorrow, I'm going to start reading to you the book, The Authority of the Believer by John A. McMillan, and making comments on it about what we must be doing in prayer with God in these days. If you can come to the Autumn Assembly, we'd like you to register. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. Doesn't cost anything, but we'd like to know you're coming. That's 1-800-972-3447. And this is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow. And we do trust that you can come to the Autumn Assembly of Prayer and bring your supply of the Spirit. God needs you, and we need you.